Number 27, do eye exercises. Let's do some type of exercise for our eyes. It's one of the biggest things that we see throughout our lives from childhood all the way up through is people needing glasses and people having different issues with their eyes. And there's no doubt just about anybody you're going to meet is going to talk about how their vision may have changed a little bit over time. And it seems to me in my world that it's rare to meet people that don't need some type of aid to read once we get into our 40s and 50s. So doing some type of exercise for our eyes is one of these wise things that we can do. And just to understand a little bit about how the eye is put together is it's basically this slightly not oblong but not quite round jelly-filled organ that we have that allows light to come through that the brain interprets the images of on the optic nerve to give us vision. Now, if we distort that a little bit, that can make us a little bit nearsighted, it can make us farsighted. And part of that comes from is some of these muscles that allow us to move our eye are going to pull on that. So the first exercise that I have is to work on those muscles just to get them a little bit moving in different ways and get them moving in all the directions to keep them as healthy as possible to maybe see if they're going to pull a little more evenly on the eyes. Now, whether this changes the shape of the eye that much or not, I don't really know, but I do know that doing some of these exercises is just going to be beneficial for the overall health and well-being of our eyes. So it's very simple. You have 8 different directions you can look. You can look left and right. You can look up and down, up to the left, up to the right, down to the left, and down to the right. And the simple way to do the exercise is look in one direction for a little stretch, look in the other direction for a little stretch, and go through and hit all 8 directions. You can do them in any type of order you really want. You can just go around the wheel. You can look up, down, left, right, and then on the diagonals and do opposites if you want. Anything really works as long as you make certain that you go through all 8 directions. And that's going to work all the different extrinsic muscles of the eye, the ones that move, the big muscles that move the eye. And it's also going to have some stimulation back to your brain where those nerves go. And one of the things we do as doctors when we're checking for concussions and some neurological stuff is we're checking the motion and the ability of your eye to focus and follow different things. So working on this can be great for some of your brain health as well. The other part of the eye that we work on is the muscle that we call the pupillary reflex that allows the eye to dilate and to narrow down a little bit. And the way we work on this is what allows us to focus, is we have maybe a sheet of paper with writing on it a couple feet in front of us, and we look at that and we focus until we can read it. And then we look away from that to an object farther away, maybe 10 feet or 8 feet, and say there's some writing there, and we look at it until it comes into focus. And once it comes into focus, then we look back at the object here and the object away. And in that way, we can work on that reflex to allow us to focus, to allow the light to take in more light or have little less light, and allow the eye to relax to the point where we can work on some of our vision, not just the motion of the eye. And you can begin to bring that closer and farther away to challenge it a little more as you build up, the same way as you'd build up reps and weight and working some of your big body muscles. Now, a few things to understand about this. If you have conditions like macular degeneration, or you've got glaucoma, or you got retinal problems, these probably aren't exercises that are going to do a lot for you as far as your vision. If you've got prescription vision, or you got cataracts or many different types of eye things, these aren't going to eliminate that. What they are is they're like many of the other pieces of advice I've given with breathing and walking and doing yoga and so forth. They're things that you can be doing just for the overall health and well-being of this part of your body. And so they're things to work on. If you're concerned about it, or you're getting headaches or migraines, and you're doing stuff like that, certainly go and make certain from a professional whether you've got an issue in there that needs to be addressed. But for the most part, I don't foresee a lot of that happening. And it's something that we can do very simply every day to work on the overall health of our eyes, especially working on some of that with that pupillary reflex. So go ahead and comment below if you have any experience with doing these exercises and if they're helping you. And go ahead and comment below if maybe you've talked to an optometrist or an expert in eyes or an ophthalmologist, or maybe you are one, and you've got some suggestions for what you could do for the overall health and well-being of your eyes, especially if you've got different types of conditions. These are mainly in order to stave off a lot of the degenerative effects that can go on over time, or at least slow them, or give us something a little healthier when we got to go in and take care of it.